Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. On Character, Choices That Define a Life is General Stanley McChrystal's focused reflection on how character is formed, tested, and revealed through everyday decisions. Known for leading large, complex teams under pressure, McChrystal turns his attention from battlefield strategy to the quieter terrain of personal conduct, integrity, and responsibility. Rather than treating character as a fixed trait or a slogan, the book frames it as a pattern built over time through choices, habits, and the willingness to be accountable. It considers why good intentions are not enough when incentives, fear, ambition, and loyalty pull in different directions. Drawing on publicly discussed themes from McChrystal's leadership work and life experience, the book connects individual ethics to the health of teams, institutions, and communities. It invites readers to examine where values come from, how they erode, and how deliberate practice can strengthen them. The result is a pragmatic, reader-facing guide for anyone who wants to lead, serve, or simply live more consistently with their principles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, character as a daily practice, not a label. A core idea in On Character is that character is not something you declare, it is something you repeatedly do. The book treats values like honesty, courage, humility, and fairness as behaviors that must be rehearsed through small decisions long before a crisis arrives. This reframing matters because many people assume character is stable, then feel surprised when they compromise under stress. McChrystal's approach suggests the opposite. Stress reveals the habits you have already built. Readers are encouraged to look for the seemingly minor moments where rationalizations start, such as rounding the truth, cutting corners, or prioritizing convenience over responsibility. These moments shape what becomes normal, and normal becomes identity. The emphasis on practice also makes improvement possible. If character is a set of choices, then it can be strengthened by designing routines that reduce temptation, seeking feedback, and aligning actions with stated principles. The book links this to leadership, arguing that people watch what you reward and tolerate more than what you say. Over time, consistency becomes credibility, and credibility becomes trust, which is the foundation for healthy teams and resilient relationships. Secondly, the pressure of incentives, status, and belonging. The book highlights how good people can drift into bad decisions when incentives and social dynamics quietly reshape priorities. McChrystal's leadership background makes him attentive to the ways organizations signal what truly matters: promotions, praise, metrics, and informal status. When the system rewards speed over care, winning over truth, or loyalty over accountability, individuals feel pressure to conform, often without noticing the trade-off. On Character explores the pull of belonging, the fear of letting teammates down, and the desire to appear competent, all of which can push someone to hide mistakes or bend rules. The lesson is not that incentives are inherently corrupting, but that they must be examined honestly. Readers are prompted to ask what they are being trained to optimize and what they are willing to sacrifice to keep their standing. The book also connects this to personal life, where reputation, social media approval, and professional competition can create similar distortions. By recognizing these forces early, a person can build guardrails, defining non-negotiables, choosing mentors who tell the truth, and creating environments where speaking up is safe. The result is a clearer ability to act with integrity even when conformity looks easier. Thirdly, accountability, ownership, and the courage to face consequences. Another major thread is accountability as a defining element of character. The book treats ownership not as a managerial buzzword, but as a moral stance, admitting what happened, naming your role, and taking responsibility for repairing harm. This is especially challenging because most environments teach people to protect themselves first. McChrystal's perspective emphasizes that responsibility is not limited to direct actions. It also includes what you allow, ignore, or fail to challenge when you have influence. On Character encourages readers to distinguish explanations from excuses. Context can be real while still leaving room for agency. The practical message is that trust grows when others see you confront uncomfortable truths quickly rather than when you craft perfect narratives. The book also suggests that accountability must be paired with learning, otherwise it becomes performative guilt or blame shifting. Owning outcomes should lead to improved judgment, better systems, and clearer standards. For leaders, this means modeling candor and creating structures where problems surface early. For individuals, it means making amends, correcting misinformation, and accepting short-term discomfort in exchange for long-term credibility. Over time, this habit builds a reputation for reliability that is hard to fake and easy for others to follow. Fourthly, moral complexity and making choices under uncertainty. On Character takes seriously the fact that many real decisions are not clean contests between obvious right and obvious wrong. Instead, people often face competing duties, Loyalty versus transparency, compassion versus firmness, mission versus well-being, or short-term wins versus long-term legitimacy. The book's value lies in treating moral reasoning as a skill that can be developed, especially when information is incomplete and consequences are uncertain. McChrystal's public leadership work often emphasizes complexity, and here, that lens is applied to ethics. Choices ripple across teams and communities, and the second-order effects may matter more than the initial result. Readers are guided to slow down and evaluate decisions through multiple frames, including consequences, principles, and the example set for others. The aim is not perfection but responsibility, choosing the option you can defend honestly and consistently. The book also stresses the danger of self-deception when people justify harmful actions by labeling them necessary. A helpful takeaway is to practice decision-making before you are forced to act quickly, clarify values, identify red lines, and rehearse difficult conversations. When pressure comes, preparation helps you act without betraying yourself or your responsibilities to others. Lastly, building cultures of character in teams and communities. While character is personal, the book argues that it is also contagious. Teams and institutions develop shared norms based on what leaders reward, what peers celebrate, and what problems are allowed to linger. On Character explores how a culture of integrity is built through clear expectations, consistent enforcement, and everyday modeling, not through posters or speeches. A key insight is that standards must be lived at the edges, in unglamorous moments like how people treat those with less power, how credit is shared, and how mistakes are handled. When leaders cut corners, others learn that rules are optional. When leaders accept hard truths, others learn that honesty is safe. The book's emphasis on choice extends to culture. You choose what you tolerate, and tolerance becomes permission. It also points to the role of humility, the willingness to listen and adjust, which keeps an organization from confusing confidence with correctness. Readers can apply this beyond formal leadership roles by shaping microcultures in families, classrooms, and friend groups. Setting norms, naming values in plain language, and holding boundaries kindly but firmly can create environments where people act better than they would alone, strengthening trust and performance together. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want practical moral clarity without simplistic answers, managers and executives, service members and veterans, students entering high-pressure careers, and anyone trying to align daily behavior with long-held values. It can benefit a reader's life by shifting character from an abstract ideal into a set of repeatable actions, noticing incentives, resisting rationalization, owning mistakes, and making decisions that hold up under scrutiny. Those habits improve relationships because they increase trust, and they improve performance because teams function better when people tell the truth early and share responsibility. Compared to many leadership books that focus on charisma, productivity hacks, or one-size-fits-all frameworks, On Character stands out for centering the ethical foundation that makes any leadership technique sustainable. It also connects personal integrity to organizational culture, showing how individual choices compound into shared standards. If you are tired of advice that sounds inspiring but fails in real-life pressure, this book is worth buying for its grounded focus on decisions, consequences, and consistency. It offers a clear lens for evaluating what kind of person you are becoming, one choice at a time. If you would like to support General Stanley McChrystal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.